I am here with newly elected Osage County Commissioner for District Number 3, Charlie Cartwright, here on Talk of the Town. And Mr. Cartwright, congratulations on winning the vote, becoming new county commissioner. Why did you run for county commissioner? I guess that's the simple question to ask first.
The simple answer is complicated, Dalton. I have been a public servant most of my adult life, and I retired off from that public service, and I just miss doing things for people, solving problems, and interacting with the public. And I felt like I had a lot to offer District 3, and that's why I ran.
And with that being said, what are some challenges do you think you'll have to face? I know we're both kind of figuring out things as we go. What's some challenges you're looking forward to, potentially?
Well, there seems to be a lot of challenges facing District 3. Because of reduced funding over the last several years, there are some areas where roads need some attention. And my challenge, personally, is finding the funding for those areas and making sure that we bring things into a position where the District 3 voters are comfortable with what we've accomplished.
And what do you think the funnest part of the job will be? We'll ask that one, make it more lighthearted.
I think being out around the public, listening to the citizens of District 3, and helping solve their problems. That was one thing I missed not having, is the ability to get out around people and make things happen. And I feel like I can do that in this position.
And have you been able to talk to the future county commissioners, maybe current county commissioner Darren McKinney? Has he been helping out a little bit?
Darren McKinney has been extremely helpful to me. He's brought me in line with some of the projects that need to be done and how things basically operate. Darren has done an excellent job of accepting me in. I have not had the opportunity to meet Mr. Piper. I believe we'll meet in the next few days, or at least we're shooting for that. And, of course, I've known Commissioner Talbert for several years and have a good open line of communication with him.
I think you and Dr. Piper, rather, I think y'all will get along just fine. I'm excited to see what the new dynamic of you three would be.
I hope we can bring a unity to the Board of Commissioners. I think all three of us, there are challenges there, but we need to set those challenges aside and move on and accomplish things for people in our respective districts.
And just a reminder real quick, what are some of the communities that are in District 3?
You have Hominy, Fairfax, Prue, Osage, Frontier Shores. You have the area around Anderson School. And just outside Sand Springs, the district runs all the way into Tulsa, into Gilcrease Hills.
Oh, wow. I knew it was big. I didn't know it stretched out quite that big. I'm still fairly new here.
It also includes that area of Ponca City just outside of McCourt.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an awful long stretched out district.
That is maybe a little bit too long, I would say. But I have no say in how districts work, and also have no idea how they really work either. So,
well, I'm one of those guys that like to meet people face-to-face. Most of the time I won't take the easy route and use the telephone. I like to go see the person, talk to them about an issue, and solve that problem. Well, when this district is stretched out, I have a personal challenge in that I need to keep up with that face-to-face contact with citizens of District 3. Doesn't matter whether they're in Gilcrease Hills or McCourt. I still need to have a long ways to travel, but we're going to accomplish it.
So, with that being said, do you know how long the drive is? I'm kind of interested from the farthest possible drive you may need to make just within District 3 itself.
I believe, and this is a guess, Dalton, I believe it's going to be about 70 miles.
Oh, wow. That is a whole road trip, pretty much.
Yeah, it's going to be, I believe, at least that.
We've talked about why you ran and all that good stuff. How long have you been retired for? I know you said you retired briefly.
About 3 years.
Okay. So 3 years too long, or just a right amount of time to make a comeback?
It's the right amount of time to make a comeback. I've worn on my wife's nerves enough now. It's time for me to give her a little break and get out around the public.
And I know, well, I actually kind of just went blank with what I was about to ask. I'm not going to lie.
It's okay. It's okay.
I had a question.
As you can tell, sometimes I'm searching for words here.
You know, words, there's a lot of them, and sometimes you just can't find any of them somehow. It's amazing. But I need to ask, it has nothing to do with being a county commissioner. Are you a turkey or a ham guy for Thanksgiving?
I am definitely a turkey guy. It's a family tradition around the Cartwright household for dear old dad to cook the turkey and basically the entire meal. Girls do the dessert, but that's something that I've done since my wife and I have been married. It's my job to cook Thanksgiving dinner.
And what's your favorite way to cook a turkey? Have you experimented, or is it just the same old every year? Make sure it tastes good?
I have experimented very little. I've tried smoking them. They came out good, but the family tends to like the old turkey in the oven, and Dad get up at 5 in the morning and cook it. So that's what we do now.
Well, you said the ladies make the desserts. What's your favorite dessert that they make?
Oh, it's got to be pumpkin pie with plenty of Cool Whip and pecan pie. My wife makes a killer pecan pie.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. I haven't had pecan pie in so long.
Well, you're more than welcome to drive by and get a slice. Or just join us, okay?
All right, that sounds... Rob, I may take you up on that, I'm not going to lie.
It's not unusual for us to feed 20 to 25 people on Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
So one more, come on, Dalton.
Is there ever a game of football or maybe another Thanksgiving tradition you guys have, or is it just food and shared time?
It's food and shared time around here, and by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Dad's ready to take rest.
what's a perfect amount of a nap time, would you say, by that point?
After that, about 45 minutes. That way I sleep that night.
I mean, holiday seasons, you know, gotta worry about putting on too much weight, you know, so is ever consider maybe once in the next couple years you're more acclimated to the county commissioner position, maybe after Thanksgiving may walk to work to the meetings on Monday?
Well, it depends on where the meeting's at. if it's in McCord, then I got to walk all the way to Gilcrease Hills. Probably not.
Oh, man. I don't know if Commissioner McKinney's talked to you about it, but has he said that there's like a really busy time of the year? Is the summer normally like pretty chill, or is that like the busy season? I know winter's coming up, so you have to worry about winter weather with snow and stuff.
I think it depends on what Old Man Winter does. If Old Man Winter is tough on us, then it's a busy winter time. And of course, in the springtime, that's perfect time to do a lot of road work. But then you also have mowing and all that that has to occur. It depends on how the seasons run. Some seasons, it may be better for, or it may be slower than others. It just depends on the year, Dalton.
Okay. And this year it's already gotten pretty chilly, and it'll be really chilly later this week and next week, too. So maybe that's a sign.
I'm anxious to see the extended weather forecast. I believe it's supposed to be out this week, which will kind of give us a good idea on what we need to do as far as snow removal and sanding. And that's going to dictate how the people are scheduled and worked. And it's difficult to tell until the last minute, but we will be prepared best we can do.
And when snow comes around, and I'm sure I'll call up again whenever the first real snowstorm, ice storm, whatever it may be, what type of challenges has McKinney maybe brought up that you'll have to face whenever it does come snowy and ice season?
He really hasn't discussed that in depth as far as snow and ice.
All right.
We haven't got into it. We're going to meet more after I go to the new county officers training session in early December. And I'm sure a lot of those questions will be answered. And I'm sure I will come up with a lot more questions for him.
That sounds perfect to me. Well,
he's been extremely cooperative. I want to give Mr. McKinney all the credit I can because he's helping in this transition. And he doesn't want to leave the voters in District 3 suspended for a period of months. He wants continuity here, and I'm going to give it to him.
And I'm sure everyone really appreciates that, too. I know there's always someone who has a ego that may mess up a whole system for a couple months and puts everyone behind. So, glad that will not be the case.
I don't foresee that occurring in District 3. The way the cooperation's flowing right now, I see no reason for it to stop. I think there it will be a smooth transition, and we'll be able to just jump right in there after the first of the year.
That sounds amazing. When is your first day again? Just so I can remember or get a fresh reminder.
It is the first Monday in January is when we're sworn in, I believe, right before that meeting. Now, I think that falls on I don't have a December calendar in front of me, but I believe it falls on a Monday. No, they'll be closed on a Monday. It falls on a Sunday. It would fall on a Sunday. The first would fall on the Sunday, which would leave the courthouse closed on Monday. I am not sure whether the meeting is going to be Tuesday or the following Monday.
Okay, I could see.
I would think it would be the Tuesday. But don't hold me to that, because I'm not sure.
I will not, because I honestly don't know either. So whoever is listening, good chance they may not know either. So we're all in the same boat.
Well, we will find out.
Well,
we don't know, we will always find out.
Well, Mr. Cartwright, thank you so much for joining us. I'll let you get back to whatever it is that you're doing today. And thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to talk to us.
Dalton, I appreciate you and your audience's interest, and if you need anything, call me.
Yes, sir, I will certainly do that. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, see ya.
That was newly elected District 3 County Commissioner Charlie Cartwright for Osage County. You've been listening to Talk of the Town. I'm Dalton Spence. Thank you so much for listening to the program today. Hope you have a great rest of your day.